This is Dr. E. D. K. Ranga, readmission history, physical, patient name Brown, BROWN, Thomas, PHONAX, date of birth 12/29/1939, place, future case, Village, date of service 10/26/2023, patient scene, place, readmission history and physical, patient was at the nursing rehab, and he was sent out to the hospital because he was lethargic. He felt dizzy. He had an episode of syncope. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room and subsequently admitted. Patient has a known non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Moderate aortic stenosis, hypertension, DM, CKD, dementia. Patient and the emergency room was alert time 1 to 2 and he was found to be hypertensive. Blood pressure was 193/84. BNP as a B-natriuretic peptide more than 5000 EKG PVCs. Patient with heart failure with ejection fraction of 42% with recovery to 60-65% non-ischemic cardiomyopathy and moderate aortic stenosis. Patient was known to have worsening creatinine, LFT leading to reinitiation of diuretic with subsequent improvement in his creatinine. When patient presented, he has reported he has been on all the medications he was taking. He was maintained on diuretic, Lasix 40 milligram daily. Has an AKI with a known CKD. After stabilization, the recommended outpatient nephrology follow-up. He has a bradycardia, heart rate up to 40-50, and they decrease the dose of carvedilol. Subsequently, that was held due to bradycardia. Transaminitis and presentation started in 2 and transaminitis started improve. And he was on atorvastatin. They stopped it because of elevated liver enzyme. Diabetes was monitored. A1C 9%. After stabilization, the patient was sent back. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion. He's a poor historian. No fever, no chills. Past medical history, number 1. CKD, number 2, diabetes, number 3, aortic stenosis, moderate, number 5, memory impairment, number 6, CHF, infiltrative cardiomyopathy suspected, diabetes mellitus as I mentioned. Medication upon discharge, buspirone, 5 mg POBID. EMPA-glyphosin, EMPA-GLIFLOZIN, EMPA-glyphosin 25 mg daily, ferrosulfate 25 mg daily. Lasix 40 mg daily, hydralazine 100 mg 3 times a day, insulin resistance scale coverage. Nifedipine XL 90 mg daily, and Presto 24/26, 1 tablet BID, Fenacort 17.2 mg daily. If you have system today, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no cough, no congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no tendinitis, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, but he has a memory, is impaired. Blood pressure 150 over 53, pulse 50, regular, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. I did my chromosomic argentaric, my supplementivity chest, my tender lungs, the three breaths from the base, two hearts, and two of them stopped, non tender box and positive extremities. Trace edema, no cast tenderness, neuro is awake, forgetful, disoriented. Assessment patient is readmitted to the subacute rehab. Reconditioning with multiple medical problems. Next line, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Next line, moderate aortic stenosis. Next line, hypertension. Next line, diabetes. Next line, recent syncope episode. Next line, diabetes. Next line, cognitive impairment. Memory deficit with dementia. Next line, hypertension. Next line, transaminitis. Currently, atorvastatin on hold. At this point, we'll continue on the medication, PTOT, follow-up lab, and we'll adjust medication as needed for patient status.